So, one ha'ara as it relates to the daf, and that is the Gemara told the story that we're all familiar with, the story that we've heard as children already, the story that discusses David HaMelech. David HaMelech was given inside information. He was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he would die on Shabbos. David HaMelech turned to Hashem and he asked him, "Hoydieni Hashem kitzi, I want to know what the rest of my life is going to look like." Hashem said, "I can't tell you." "Umidas yomei maihi, I want to know exactly when I'm going to die." Hashem said, "I can't tell you that either. But Edom mechod elani, could you at least tell me what day I'm going to die?" Hashem said, "Yeah, then I can tell you." He said, "You're going to die on Shabbos." Says the Gemara, when David HaMelech heard that he's going to die on Shabbos, kol yomei deshabata, he would spend the entire Shabbos learning. Says the Gemara, why? Because he knew that as long as he's learning, he was going to be protected from the Malach HaMavis. The day that David HaMelech was supposed to die, the Malach HaMavis got up and he tried killing David HaMelech, but David HaMelech had this trick. He didn't stop learning for 1 second on Shabbos, and there was no way for him to get it. Omar, he said, "Mayavidle, what should I do?" So the Gemara tells a story. David HaMelech had a garden, and he went to David HaMelech's. David HaMelech had a garden, and he went to David HaMelech's garden, and through the garden, he was able to get him to stop and to stop learning. He startled him, and then by startling him like this, he was able to get him to stop learning. And being that he stopped learning, says the Gemara, he was able to kill him. The Gemara is mavur that when a person learns Torah, the Malach HaMavis has no shlita on him. The Malach HaMavis has no ability to kill a person while he's learning. And the truth is, this is something that's mavur in Chazal in many places. The Gemara Bava Metzia, a well-known Gemara, Daf Pei Vav, says that Rabba Bar Nachmeni, also known as Rabba, was a fugitive. He was being hunted. And as a result, he had to hide from the Persians. They were trying to kill him. And the Gemara tells the story about how Rabba Bar Nachmeni was finally killed. The Gemara says that as Rabba Bar Nachmeni was hiding, there was a big tumult in Masifta Derekiah. They were learning a sugya in Masechtas Negayim that deals with a person that has a baharis. A baharis is a nega. And the shaila was, what happens if there's a suffix? If the Baharis came first, or if the Seir Lavan comes first, is this person Tamei or is this not person not Tamei? Akadosh Baruch Hu said the person is Tar. The Kula Masifta Derekiah said that the person is Tamei, and they needed someone to come and reconcile this question. They needed someone to come, and he's going to tell the Olam what the halacha is. The problem is they couldn't find anyone. They didn't know who knows the answer, and they turned around. They said the only one that knows is Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. We have no choice. We have to bring Rabbi Bar Nachmeni up to us. He's going to tell us what the halacha is. Says the Gemara that the problem is Shadru Shlicha Basra. So they sent the Malach HaMavis to go bring Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, but they have imotzi Malach HaMavis lemikrovle. The Malach HaMavis couldn't get him, and the reason is midle have a kaposik pumim migirse, because he wasn't stopping to learn. Because he wasn't stopping to learn, so it was for that reason the Malach HaMavis had no way to get him. So the Gemara says the Malach HaMavis went and he started making noise. Rabbi Bar Nachmeni stopped learning, and because he stopped learning like this, the Malach HaMavis was able to get him. So Rabbi Bar Nachmeni was in the middle of learning. Because he was in the middle of learning, they couldn't get him. And because they couldn't get him, so like this, he had to try to get him to stop learning in order to be able to kill him. Another Marum Makim is the Tana d'Eliyahu. The Tana d'Eliyahu says that when Hashem told the Malach HaMavis to go bring Eliyahu Anavi, so it says, "Kushinishtalach Malach El Eliyahu Velalisha Lesalik Esayom in Oilam," to take Eliyahu Anavi away from the world. Bo Matzan Shayo Iskim Devei Taira. He found them that they were learning Taira. V'Layhayo Yachal Lishloi Behem, and he had no way to be shaylit in them. Why? Because they were learning Taira. Chazal Lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So he went to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'Amar Ribayin Shal Oilam. Hein Iskim Devei Taira. V'Ni Yachal Lishloi Behem. They're middle learning Taira. I have no way of getting them. So the Tana d'Eliyahu says, so what did the Malach HaMavis do? Vayafridu b'neim, the pasuk says. You know what he did? He got them to stop learning. And the second he got them to stop learning, he was able to get Eliyahu Navi. Now, truth is, Eliyahu Navi never really died. But the Malach HaMavis brought Eliyahu up to Shamayim, and had he get Eliyahu Navi to come up to Shamayim, vayafridu b'neim, by separating them. Because as long as Eliyahu Navi was starting learning, he had no way of getting them. But perhaps the most famous Gemara is the Gemara Masechtas Makis. A Gemara Masechtas Makis, Daf Yud Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says, Rav Chisda, have a Yosef Vigaris Bebei Rav. Rav Chisda was once learning by his Rebbe. For I have a Koyachel Shlicha de Malacha de Musa, the Mikra of the Gabe. He was learning in Yeshiva, and the Malachamavis had to go take Rav Chisda, but he couldn't get Rav Chisda. The reason is, I have a Shasik Pumi Migirsa, because he didn't stop learning. Because he didn't stop learning, he had no way of getting him. So the Gemara says, Solik for Yosef Arza de Bei Rav. He went by a tree. Paka Arza, he knocked down the tree, the shosik, and at that moment Rav Chisda was quiet, and because Rav Chisda was chai v'yachale, like this he was able to kill him. He couldn't get Rav Chisda to stop. How was he able to get Rav Chisda to stop learning? By making this tumul, eventually the Malach HaMavos was able to kill Rav Chisda. Dovin HaMelech, Elio Anavi, Rabbi Rav Chisda, as long as they were learning Torah, the Malach HaMavos couldn't kill him. As soon as they stopped learning Torah, that's when the Malach HaMavos had a koyach. That's when the Malach HaMavos was able to go, and he was able to be shoylet on these tzaddikim. And of course, the takeaway of this Gemara is that Torah protects. And not only does Torah protect mina yisurim, not only does Torah protect, the Gemara says, from doing averos, but Torah protects from the Malach HaMavos. That's the takeaway of this Gemara. But I just want to tell you a davar nifla that ties in some of the things that we've talked about recently that I saw in the Radal, in this Pirish, on the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. So on Brachas Daf Beis, on Shabbos Daf Beis, we mentioned the story of Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, specifically the beginning of Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus's life. And we mentioned the first part of it. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus was 28 years old. He didn't know how to learn. He was working for his father. He started crying, and he couldn't stop crying. Eliyahu HaNavi revealed himself to him, and he told him, ben Hyrcanus, lama atabaycha. He said, because I want to learn Torah. He said, go to Rabbi Eichem ben Zakkai. Rabbi Eichem ben Zakkai will teach you Torah. So he goes to the greatest yeshiva in the world, Rabbi Eichem ben Zakkai, and he says, who are you? He says, I can't tell you who I am. He says, do you know Kriyishma? He says, I don't know Kriyishma. Do you know Tfila? I don't know Tfila. Do you know Brichas HaMazon? He said, not. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai went, Amad, and he said, let me teach you Shloshtam. Let me teach you all three. He taught him Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, at Soifa Shmura, Rishon, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. He taught him how to daven. He taught him how to bench. And that was what he did. The Gemara says, every single day after that point, he would teach him two halachas, and Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus would chazer those two halachas, and they would become a part of him. He internalized, he inculcated those halachas, says the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. He then went 8 days and he didn't eat any food. Until his breath started smelling so bad that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai couldn't sit with him anymore. He used to teach him two halachas. He couldn't sit with him anymore. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus started crying. He tells him, he said, Eliezer, why are you crying? Because you're treating me like I'm a mukashchin. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai turned to Rabbi Eliezer. This Eliezer was 28 years old. Who knows how to bench, he knows how to daven, he knows Kriyishma, and he learned a few halachas. He said, just like your breath smells the way it does right now, I give you a bracha that one day your Torah is going to be a reich nichayach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Finally, he asked him, Bni ben miyata, who's your father? You don't want to tell me who you are. Tell me who your father is. Amalasi told him, Ben Hyrcanus, my father's Hyrcanus. Now, this Hyrcanus was a well-known, wealthy person. He said, Valoy ben Gedoy le'olamato. How come you didn't tell me? So he says, you have to stop fasting. Today you're eating by me. So he told him, I ate already. He said, who did you eat by? He told him, I ate by my host. He said, who's your host? So he said, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, who would later become his Bal Plukta. Rabbi Yosi HaKoyen, Shas, Rabbi Yechim HaZakai went and he asked his Achsanya. He calls Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. He calls Rabbi Yosi HaKoyen. He says, tell me, did Eliezer eat by you today? He said, no. He says, as a matter of fact, I know he's on a hunger strike. He hasn't eaten in 8 days. Says the Gemara, Achar kein holcha Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Rabbi Yosi HaKoyen, Va'am Rabbi Yechim HaZakai, Hari yesh lo shmoyne yomim, Shaloi ta'am klom. Either way, this is some of the rest of the story over here in the first parak of the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. Says the Radal, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus didn't eat for 8 days. He says, 8 days? It sounds like 8 days straight. In 8 days, there had to be a Shabbos. How was he allowed to fast? He said, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. Not just that, we know there's machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua on Yontif. Does a person have to eat on Yontif or not? So it's machloikis. Rabbi Eliezer says on Yontif a person has two choices. If he wants, it could be kuloi lashem. If he wants, it could be kuloi lochem. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, chatzieho. It has to be chetzi lochem, and it has to be chetzi lashem. But the Gemara says, hakol moidin batzeres on Shavuos, debi inanami lochem. Hakol moidin bapurim debi inanami lochem. The hakol moidin b'shabbos debi inanami lochem. Everyone's moidan Shabbos. Even Rabbi Eliezer. How could Rabbi Eliezer have fasted for 8 days? What happened to Oinik Shabbos? What happened to the mitzvah of Ikarosel of Shabbos Oinik? Azoy Frank the Radal, right here in his Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, says the Radal, I think this is a raya to a tremendous chiddush that the Beis Yosef brings in Hilchah Shabbos in Simin Reish Peches. The Beis Yosef brings as follows: Kosef HaOgur B'Shem Shibolei Aleket, the Isa Behagodah, Shematzoi Talmidov the Rabbi Akiva, Shayaboycha B'Shabbos. The Ogre brings from the Shibali Aleket that he found a medrash that says that Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim found him crying once on a Shabbos. And they said, Rabbi Akiva, how are you crying on Shabbos? What happened to the Karasal of Shabbos Oinik? You're not allowed to cry on Shabbos. And he said, Zeh Oinikli, for me this is an Oinik. I mean that for me this is an Oinik. He said, that's why I'm crying on Shabbos. Said the Shibali Aleket. The Ogre quotes it. The Beis Yosef quotes it. Mikan, you see from here that if a person would rather fast on Shabbos than eat, he's allowed to fast on Shabbos. The reason is, da'az oinigloi, because if he has more oinig from fasting than he has from eating, that's something that's okay. The Beis Yosef brings it. Says the Radal, I think this Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer is a raya to this chiddush that the Beis Yosef brings the shame, the ogre, the shame, the shibali aleket. That it's okay for a person to fast on Shabbos if he gets more oinig from fasting than from eating. Because you see, Rabbi Eliezer fasted for 8 days, even though hakol moedim b'shabbos, the be'ina nami lechem. Must be that this is a raya, that this is something that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Because for Rabbi Eliezer, says the Radal, being that he was crying, he was so bitzar, he was fasting, because why? Because Meirav Chashka the Turks, he wanted to learn Torah so bad, so he was on a hunger strike. And it's for that reason he was left. Says the Radal, what's that Durar Sugya? Says the Radal of another Raya. I have one more Raya to this Yisoy from a Gemara. A Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Lamed. The Gemara said that Dovin HaMelech was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu he's going to die on Shabbos. So what did he do? He learned Torah the whole Shabbos. Why did he learn Torah the whole Shabbos? Like this, the Malach HaMavis won't get him. Frank the Radat, what do you mean he learned Torah the whole Shabbos? He didn't eat on Shabbos? Hakom Moedim B'Shabbos to be in a Nami Lechem. So if Hakom Moedim B'Shabbos to be in a Nami Lechem, how was he able to learn the whole Shabbos? Now you'll ask me, he didn't sleep on Shabbos? He didn't sleep. So number one, maybe he didn't sleep on Shabbos. But va'oyed, it's a Gemara Masechtas Brachos. One man Dama says that David HaMelech never slept. David HaMelech was misnamnim kesus. Rashi says, oisik b'toyre kashu misnamnim kesus. Brachos daf gimel amabes. So it could be David HaMelech never slept. And even if he slept, maybe Shabbos didn't sleep. But how did he not eat? How come Moedim B'Shabbos to be in a Nami Lechem? Azoy freaked Rav David Lurian the Radal. Says the Radal, you know what the Pshat is? Being that he was told, Kivan Shenemole B'Shabbos Tomus, V'limudei hayo matzilei b'malach hamavis. And when he was learning, he was saving him from the malach hamavis. V'adai hayo loy oinig b'tanisa yoysim b'achilasoy. So there's no question that he got more oinig from fasting than he got from eating. And just like Rabbi Akiva said in that Medrash Agada that the Beis Yosef quotes, B'Shem Da'agad, B'Shem D'Shibali Aleget, that if a person has more oinig from fasting than from eating, you're allowed to fast on Shabbos. It's for that reason Rabbi Eliezer was allowed to fast on Shabbos. He was allowed to fast on Shabbos because he got more oinig from fasting after meeting. That's why David HaMelech was able to fast on Shabbos, because he too got more oinig. He got more oinig from fasting than he got from meeting. Either way, that's a takeaway from this Gemara right here. But I just want to bring it all together with just one, what I think is fascinating point that just goes to show how everything came full circle for Rabbi Eliezer. There's, on the bottom of the Radal's Pirish, on the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, there's called what's called the Hoysofes HaRadal. Hoysofes HaRadal is from the Ksav Yad of the Radal. So this is from the Radal himself. The Radal says on this Ha'ara, U'betshuvas ma'ri b'royna simen samach gimel. Heavy smach was that. He brings a smach to what the Beis Yosef brings b'shem the Ogre, b'shem the Shibali Aleket. That it's okay for a person to fast on Shabbos if he gets more oinig from fasting than he gets from eating. And what was the makar of the Shibali Aleket? He found the Haggadah that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva met, saw him. He was crying on Shabbos. And they said, how are you crying at Shabbos? And he said, Zeu oinigli, for me this is an oinig. So the Mari Baroina brings a Yerushalmi. And this question what the right Gersa in the Yerushalmi is, but the Radal clarifies the Gersa, and with the proper Gersa of the Yerushalmi, says the Radal, this is what the Yerushalmi says. The Talmidim met Rabbi Akiva crying. It was Shabbos. But it wasn't just Shabbos. It was Shabbos right after the Ptira of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol passed away on Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. And Rabbi Akiva was crying after the Ptira of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. And they went to him and they told him, Valei Shabbos, it's Shabbos. Amalei, he told him, Zeh Oynigli. For me, this is an Oynig. He says, I'm so bitsar over the Ptira of Rabbi Eliezer, that if I can't express my tzar, I'll be even more bitzar. So Rabbi Akiva said, it's oynigli for me to cry over my grace in Rabbi Eliezer. You have to let me cry. You can't stop me from crying. So I was thinking, it's unbelievable how it came full circle again for Rabbi Akiva, for Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was 28 years old. He didn't know Kriya Shema. He didn't know Tefillah. He didn't know Brichas HaMazon. And Rabbi Eichem HaZakai taught him Shlashtan. And then he started teaching him two halachas every day. And it was going very, very slowly for Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer started crying and fasting. And he fasted 8 days. Not only did he fasted on Shabbos. How you let it fast on Shabbos? V'karasa l'Shabbos oynig. Rabbi Eliezer himself would say one day, Hakol moedim b'Shabbos, debi'ino nami lachem. The teretz is, like the Radal said, me'roiv chashkoi l'toira, hoyoloi oynig mitaniso yoysem mibachilasoi. Because he got more oynig from fasting than he got from eating. And this Rabbi Eliezer fasted 8 days, and he wanted it so badly until eventually he became the great Rabbi Eliezer. He became so great that one day he would have a Talmud Rabbi Akiva. Who was Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva's Vikulan Aliba the Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Stimta, because Stam Mishnah and Stam Tosefton, Stam Brizen, Stam Sifra, everything is all Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was so great that when Moshe Rabbeinu was all Hashemayim to Mekabel the Torah, so Rabbi Akiva said, why give the Torah through me? Give the Torah to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's greater than me. Rabbi Eliezer went from not knowing anything at the age of 28 to having a Talmud Rabbi Akiva. A Talmud Rabbi Akiva that was always besimcha, that always left. A Talmud Rabbi Akiva who saw the Shu'al Yoytze Mibes Kodesh HaKadoshim. And what did Rabbi Akiva do? Rabbi Akiva Messiah turned to the Rebbe and said, why are you crying? Yet this Rabbi Akiva understood the greatness of his Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer. He became so dovek to this Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbi Eliezer was 28 years old. He didn't even know Kriya Shema. That when Rabbi Eliezer died on Shabbos, you know what Rabbi Akiva did? He violated Shabbos, so to speak. He cried. They said, why are you crying? V'karos on the Shabbos oynig. He said, because it's oynigly. This is oynig. Rabbi Eliezer, who fasted on Shabbos, because me'rev chashka v'toyra hayolay oynig mitan nisa yaleh yoysa mibachi lasay. You know what he was zoycha to? To have the Gadol Adar, but not just the Gadol Adar, the Gadol Adaris, maybe the greatest of all time, to cry over his patira on a Shabbos and to say the same thing. Me'roiv chashkoi l'toyr, because of my dveikus to my grace and Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer. The me to cry on Shabbos is oynigli, and that's why I'm crying. This is the story of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer didn't know Kriya Shema when he was 28 years old. And when we start the halachas of Kriya Shema, Emesai Kriya Shema Ba'arvin, Rabbi Eliezer fasted on a Shabbos when he was 28 years old. And he didn't know a lot of Torah, he knew a few halachas. And he said, why me? I have more, I can't eat. I'll be more besimcha, more oynig if you let me fast and you let me cry over the fact that I don't know Torah. And what was he zaycha to? He was zaycha to have Rabbi Akiva, who was always besimcha, who never cried. Rabbi Akiva's going to go and he's going to violate Shabbos. He's going to cry on a Shabbos. He says, a kenesh. Me, Rabbi Akiva, who's always besimcha, churban beis hamikdash, shu'al lim yoytzim beis kodesh hakodashim, and he says, lama atam boichem. But this was something he couldn't control. This was something he couldn't, and he said he has more oynig. This is how it all came full circle for the great Rabbi Eliezer.